It's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. I am so thrilled and so grateful for today's guest. We have such a special treat for you. Today we are talking with Melissa Terry. And Melissa Terry, I've been honored and privileged because she's been on all of my shows. She's come on Hourglass Bride. She's been on Passionate Living. We've had her on live television. She is just remarkable in so many areas, in so many arenas, and so it's most appropriate that I bring her on to our Unlimited Life show because she really is the epitome of living an unlimited and a conscious life. Melissa has a really unique journey, and that journey taught her to navigate what she calls the inner labyrinth of her innermost world. And it breaks my heart because sometimes when I look at her, she is such a light, and she's such a joy, and she's such a radiant being. And the first 20 years of her life, she experienced abuse. And truly, if you think about abuse and you close your eyes, every kind of abuse that you can imagine, Melissa has been through. And her survival really became dependent on a certain kind of what one would call a selective amnesia, in which she kept all these unimaginable traumas from her conscious life in order to cope. And that really allowed her to continue living. And then early in her 20s, she started this incredible journey of recovery and healing. And she realized at that time that in order to change her life from what it had been to really what she desired, she was going to have to wake up. And she was going to have to remember all those things that she had kept hidden from herself. And she was going to have to find a way to remember all of that and bring back all of those pieces back into one integrated being in order to be a whole and continue her life. And we are going to talk about how she teaches people to free themselves from joy, how she's able to take businesses to an incredible level of success because she's able to take the broken pieces, the pieces that have been in the dark, the pieces that have been hurt or crushed or despondent or not cared for properly, and a way that she's been able to collect them and bring them together and integrate them into this whole amazing company or life or being. And for yourself, for joy, your business, for health, happiness, whatever it is. And as we talk to her, we will go through her incredible bio because she has such an incredible history. But one of the things I love most about her is she says that we each have the ability and the desire to express, that we each have our own genius, and that genius connects us to the truth. And she says, I believe the power and the beauty and the guidance and the inspiration we seek in the world is found inside ourselves, and that the greatest journey we take is the one that we take to navigate our soul, and her purpose really is to be that guide. So with much joy, overwhelming excitement, I welcome to today's show Melissa Terry. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nicole. You're always so sweet, and it's such a pleasure to be on this new show with you.
Oh, it's incredible to have you on. And we've talked about this before. Your shows are the most downloaded shows, and it's so exciting for me because I can pop online. It's like it's a random Tuesday morning. There are like 5,000, 7,000 people downloading your show or something, and I love that. And what I think it's your information is so clear and so concise and so integrative, and it just is right. You know, people listen to it and go, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That one, that one. So tell us, for the people that are new to you and your work, it's hard to imagine since, you know, I drag you all over the world, but the people that have not known your work yet, you have such an incredible background. I mean, truly, you're a master in arts and culture, and you've studied so much. I mean, you have a degree in hypnotherapy, a degree in art history and the humanities, and from architecture and everything. So tell me how it began, because I know we're talking about a childhood that usually I ask people when they were 6 or 7 and 8, do you know you're going to be Miss America or the President of the United States or, you know, this great scientist? And but your childhood is sort of undercover, right? Almost, I always think of like the parachutes where they lift them and the people run to the other side and then it goes back down again. That's what I always think about your childhood somehow.
Yeah. So did I know at 6 years old that I would be talking to and inspiring people?
Yes.
Yes and no. And I have to answer that way because, again, there really was this part of me that was in survival mode. And in order to do that, part of me was handling all of the atrocities and the trauma that was going on. And the other part of me was just trying to find some semblance of meaning and joy in the world. And even in those darkest moments, for me, there was always this spark, this light, this connection to my core soul, to my spirituality, to the divine, whatever words you want to use for that. But that was the thing that honestly got me through everything, because no matter what happened,
wow, it's amazing as I listen to her talk, and she's talking about this childhood and this incredible journey, this incredible time of her past. And I know that as she's just talking about it, we lost her voice, and I know that she'll be back in just a moment. But when I think about when she uses the word atrocities, that she went through these atrocities as a child, and to think about going through that, I have her back on the line, and how beautiful. Melissa, I was just sharing as you went away for a second that, and I'm sorry to interrupt your flow, which is so beautiful, but you use the word atrocities. And that's such a powerful word. I mean, I'm a wordsmith. I'm a writer. I've written 32 books, and I don't remember writing the word atrocities ever.
Yeah.
And so when you talk, I mean, people say, oh, I was abused, I was hurt, and we have an idea of what that looks like, but there's a whole other energy that goes with atrocities that were put on anybody, let alone a child. And so I just want to give you a kudos for coming through the other door.
Oh, well, thank you. I kind of give myself kudos for that, too. I'm just grateful. So I believe where I cut off was I was just sharing that no matter what was going on, there was that spark, this voice, this connection inside of me, this light that I could never deny and that never went away. And in me, I knew that that was, this was really the driving force of my survival or of my push to get to the next day, get beyond this, even though, you know, for those first years, I had no idea how that was possible, but I knew there was something on the other side, and I knew that I had a purpose on the other side of it, and that's what drove me. And so when you ask, you know, did I know at the age of six, you know, that this was, I knew I had a purpose. I knew there was something beyond what I was experiencing, and I knew that there were other people experiencing this, and that being able to get to the other side meant that I would have the opportunity to assist each others in also getting to the other side, being able to, and this is why I do use that word labyrinth. We all have these inner labyrinths, and it doesn't mean that you have to have experienced abuse or anything to that depth to have created it, but it comes from simple things. As we grow up and as we experience things and we experience pain or judgment about others or ourselves, or we take on other people's ideas of who we should be or shouldn't be, and we start to build these walls. This is okay. This isn't okay. I should do this. I shouldn't do that. This is appropriate. This is inappropriate. And with those walls we build, we really do build this labyrinth that we're walking every day that says, okay, go here, go there, don't go there. And it creates blind spots because we just stop looking for possibilities that exist in these areas that we have learn to believe are not okay.
Okay, so then my question to you now is, when you talk about waking up or remembering, and I think that's, you know, our purpose, yours, mine, so many thought leaders that are out there, transformational leaders, people that are new science, new technology, new medicine, new thought, new consciousness, that we want to wake people up, that, you know, and I've talked about it before, and you know that this is a conversation that we've had about that when I was in nursery school, well, I would never nap, and I would never, ever, 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 ever nap in nursery school. And not only would I not nap, but I would wake up all the sleeping children so they'd play with me, and they had to put me in the yard. And so what I finally realized was that at 4, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, which is to wake up all the sleeping people so they'll play with me. I just now have a platform to do that, right?
Yeah. So,
but at 4, that was my calling. And now I just travel the world going, wake up, why are you sleeping? So,
yes, that is really who you are.
But when you wake up, you know, I know people, you wake them up and they're like, oh, leave me alone, and they're ornery bears in the morning or whatever. And then you have people that you flip a light on in a dark room and they scream. And so is there a fear of waking?
Yes. Yes, we hold so much fear around waking, which is why so many of us take so long to wake up, or there's so many people who choose not to wake up. And Nicole, this was one of the most surprising experiences of my life, because I've always had this innate desire and this drive to do more, be more, experience more, expand, grow, you know, find more truth, find more light, and experience life as fully as possible. And here's the thing is that we don't know what we don't know. And if we haven't been presented with the opportunity to learn something or to see something different, this is where, you know, the teachers and the people who are wayshowers and inspirers in the world, honor that kind of a role, because, and it's exciting because you do have the opportunity to open a door or shed light on areas that people may not have ever considered or seen before, and they wouldn't had you not introduced that. And so I just assume that this is how everybody operated. And so just like you running around and say, wake up, wake up. You know, I just thought, okay, if I can go and share with as many people as fast as possible, because they're just, you know, it's like they're just sleeping in this room and they're waiting for somebody to wake up them up or turn the light on for them. And here was the shocking thing to me, Nicole, is I was experiencing that and people waking up. But then one day I was teaching in a room full of people, and these are people that I had taught before. It was a learning course, and they had been taking all these breadcrumbs and taking the lights that were turning on. And this one day, it was like, okay, great, now we're going to shed light on this area. And it was literally like they went, nope, and switch off. And I was like, okay, well, that one didn't work. Let's try, you know, turning the light on over here. And they went, nope. And I realized, and what I saw that day was the fact that it wasn't that they know there was more, but they didn't want it.
Mm.
And that was shocking to me. And as somebody who, again, so many people that are teachers, leaders, inspirers, that is part of their purpose, there is this, we love people so much, and we're such heart-centered and empathetic people that it is difficult for us to see people say no, to turn away from their own greatness. And so there's that place in which we get to do that with unabandoned and unconditional, just giving and teaching and allowing people the opportunity for something more if they choose it. But then we also have to stand back and go, it is their choice. We cannot do it for them. And if people choose not to wake up, then that is their choice. And this is why I work, because I do have the opportunity to work with individuals, and we get really deep into these kinds of principles and living aligned and expanded. I also have the opportunity to work with business owners. And on either side, you know, if I'm consulting with a business and we can give them the best options and strategies and tools to be moving forward, but they just won't implement them, or they won't make the investment to make those kinds of changes, even though it would expand their business massively, there's nothing you can do about that. That gets to be their choice. And some people do continue to choose to live small, and it is driven by fear.
Amazing when you think about that. You know, it's, do you want this little piece, or do you want the world? And that little piece is part of the whole world. And that's the thing that people don't realize. I think that most people think it's an either or, that if I open my hand, I'm going to lose the security and what's in my hand might fall out, instead of realizing now they can hold that and so much more as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, social media comes to mind, and how many people, you know, there's all these people posting inspiring quotes, you know, every day, and it's kind of like our new addiction. Ooh, you know, let's talk about happy words. And but for some, they really do come with great, great wisdom. And it is this idea that you have to get to the point where you are willing to believe in your faith more than your fear. You have to be willing to risk everything you have, because people get to the point, I'm uncomfortable, I'm satisfied, but they won't give it up. And so the universe will assist them in getting more uncomfortable and more unsatisfied in order to get to that point where it's like, okay, does it hurt enough yet? But it goes back to that old adage too, you know, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't. And it's like, I love the monkey and the peanuts analogy, where these scientists would go into the jungles to study the monkeys, and in order to get them, they didn't have to set nets or anything, but they would put a jar out with peanuts inside of them. They would reach their hand in to grab the peanuts, but they couldn't get their hand out of the jar because with a fist full of peanuts, it wouldn't fit through the opening. And I know I've had times in my life like this, and if any of you can relate to this, or if you have those people in your life that can relate, the monkey, even at the risk of being taken by these scientists, would not let go of the peanuts. So it's amazing the skewed perspective that we can get on our lives. And this is part of what I talk about waking up. It doesn't have to be about being, you know, in the kind of extreme that I experienced growing up. It doesn't mean that you have forgotten large, you know, gaps of your life, and it doesn't mean that you are walking around in, you know, defiant denial of things going on, although those things do happen. It means our perspective is skewed, that it is colored. And when it comes down to it, it's not really possible for us to experience life without a perspective, because we are experiencing life from our point of view. That's just how it is. But it is, the difference is our willingness to be fluid, to be flexible, to move, to be open to new possibilities, to be open to feedback, and to look beyond our fear, be willing to risk those things that are most terrifying to us, to have a possibility of the things that we deserve most.
I love this. It's so amazing. Now, I want to ask you, because you have a special process, and you've founded this awareness of what you coined the four bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I've been interested in a very long time, which I believe is the spiritual and the intellectual and the emotional and the physical. And so can you talk about how they work together, and what the four bodies, what is the concept of the four bodies, and does this work for everybody? Does it work for business? Does it work in, you know, for individuals in their relationships, even if you're a superhero, is it still important, all of that?
Yes, and I love that you use the word superhero, because as I talk with entrepreneurs and business owners, because entrepreneurs are very, like, go get them, I'll do anything it takes, you know, visionary people. And so they just steamroll ahead. And, you know, not all of them would openly admit it, but most of them do believe that on some level they are low-level superheroes because they can do everything. And it's like, it's okay. So, yes, it works, personal and business, and all. I'll connect those dots in just a minute, but coming back to just you, because you, whether it's at home, you by yourself, you with your family, you in your business, you are what animates your life. You are the engine that drives everything. You are, you know, without you, you don't exist. So being self-aware means that you're aware on all these levels and you allow yourself to be conscious in how you're operating, where you're blocking yourself, et cetera, et cetera. So the four bodies, the spiritual, the intellectual, the emotional, and the physical. And coming into this level of awareness, I love, because it's such an eloquent system that is fully integrated into you operating here in this space. And the when I say this space, in here, you're in this physical body, you're experiencing this life that you're experiencing. The freedom comes from when you allow and begin the process of becoming aware of the fact that you have these four bodies and understanding that each of those bodies has a purpose, and each of those bodies communicates messages. And unless we're aware of that, we know how to look for or receive those messages. It's walking down hallways full of Greek and Chinese and Italian and, you know, Portuguese and all these other things, and you may not even be aware of the fact that it's language if you don't know what the language is, if you have no way to decode it. So the spiritual body, and when I talk about spirituality, I'm not talking about religion. When I talk about spirituality and your spirit, your soul, that essence of who you are, it's who you are that's existed beyond physical body, beyond your intellectual mind. It is the full encompassing essence of who you are. And when we talk about, and we use language like living your highest self or your highest purpose, or, you know, there's so many different kinds of language that we can use about being, you know, God in embryo or creators or just this eternal essence or this eternal intelligence. So that is that core essence of who you are. Now, often as you experience life with this labyrinth that we build, as I talk about, you know, you make this decision or this judgment or this is okay, that's not okay, it has a tendency to cut that up, and we aren't always hearing from that deepest or highest part of ourselves. Now, the intellectual body is this beautiful tool, this machine that has the ability to take, if you imagine the spiritual body as just this untamed, unformed ether. It just is who you are, and it is truth, and it is. And so the intellectual body has the ability to take unorganized thought or matter and put it into form. And this is one of the ways that it works in beautiful harmony with each other. The emotional body is the one that humanity as a whole has been in the most resistance to. And when I say that, I mean, even when we talk about New Age and we talk, you know, body, mind, and spirit, we leave out an emotional. Often people are like, oh, yeah, but it's mind and emotion. We all kind of put it into the same thing. We've become a very intellectualized, you know, society and culture. And I think that the reason that we have kind of pushed that emotional body aside more than the others is because we blame that body for the pain that we experience and that we feel. It's often the body that initially gets the most walls put up. That hurt, I don't want to feel that way, so I'm going to block, you know, that channel, or I'm not going to go there anymore. And when we create that kind of block, we don't get to pick and choose what we feel and what we don't feel. If we put a block in that channel of emotional connection, it means we block the good and the bad. And I think this is one of the major reasons why we continue to see more and more addictions and more depression in our culture, because we are literally blocking flow, and our soul, our core essence, that spirit, is crying out for expression. And the purpose of the emotional body is, yes, to express, but its purpose as well is to be a guide, kind of like a GPS system that says, if this is where you're wanting to go, yes, this is in alignment with it, or nope, you're getting off the path there. Its purpose as well is to be a magnetizer. And what I mean by that is we talk about things like the power of our words and the law of attraction. And one of the reasons why we can experience a traumatic event once and change the next 30 years of our life is because it was highly emotional and impactful. Now, the universal laws that govern and make that possible work on both sides. It's not just the negative, but because we've blocked our emotional expression or channel, we often don't allow ourselves to emote to that level on the positive, the enthusiastic, that joyfulness, like we experience the depth of the negative side. And part of this, I could go so much deeper on all these things, but I want to give you a good overview so it's something to work from. And then finally, the physical body, really in its simplest form, is a printout of everything that happens in the other three bodies. In, you know, when you go to the checkout stand at the store and they've input into the computer what you're purchasing, the receipt printer just, it doesn't make any kind of decisions or changes. It just literally prints out whatever was put into it by the computer. And that's what your physical body is. And this is why we, you know, in medical science and modern science, catching up and connecting these things, like your emotional state does affect the health of your physical body. Your beliefs and, you know, those who believe that they will develop certain illnesses have a higher, much higher chance of developing those things. We know that all of these things are integrated, and this is why there's such a pertinent carryover when I work with business owners. Because as a business owner, your business is a way in which you are creating. And the act of creation innately imbues the creator in whatever is created. Meaning you cannot create something without putting your essence and your energy into it. So if there are certain areas that you are blocked in or certain beliefs that you have, you will innately put those into your business. And your business relates to, and in a way we really could get into how your business has those four bodies as well. And that's part of the work that we do is personally or in business is going in and creating alignment, meaning opening up all those channels so that all those bodies can be talking together again, which we're getting far more for lack of better terms, bang your buck. You're getting more leverage out of the energy and the intentions that you're putting in. Does that all make sense?
Oh, it does. And, you know, it's incredible. It's fascinating to me, absolutely fascinating. And I don't think we've ever had this conversation at this level. And so, no. And I've never thought about the fact of being mad at my emotional body or not communicating with it because I would blame it for the happenings of the rest of my bodies or the rest of my life.
And the emotional body really is the messenger that gets shot the most. It's just doing its job, and it's really just showing up to serve you and to support you in getting to your best self, getting to your highest purpose. And, you know, we just keep trying to shut it up.
I just so appreciate this, and I love the fact that you talk about that through this process that people are able to have these whole beings. And the idea of being a whole being, you know, I can't tell you how many times I'll say, you know, my body's not hungry or my body's not tired. And my mom would always say, honey, why do you do that? Your body is you. Are you not attached to your body? Are you not tired? But I've always separated out the pieces of myself, the parts of myself.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing is that we all seem to have one of the bodies that we're really connected to or grounded in. And that can be a really empowering thing. It's like connecting with the seed of your power, and through transference you can experience carrying over that kind of connection and relationship into the other bodies. Without that kind of awareness or engagement, it can become more of a block. One of the most, you can identify people in your life who are extremely intellectual, and we can go so far as saying, you know, they're just really anal about things, and they seem emotionally, you know, disconnected. They may be physically disconnected from their body, but regardless of how that shows up, there seems to be one body in particular that is really overactive and seems to shadow out the other ones. Same with people that are really grounded in their emotional body, but it grows to the point where it overshadows the other one. And, you know, these are people that generally seem to experience and create a lot of drama. And because there is an imbalance in the bodies.
It's so interesting. So I want to ask you, you know, I read somewhere that you said by doing so, by putting all these pieces and parts together, the four bodies together, that you're able to access a whole new perspective on who we are and what we're actually trying to say. And you had once said that as you tap into the power of expression as a form of release or acknowledgement or learning and a way to open our mind and align with our hearts, how we access a heightened sense of awareness and self-awareness, and that self-awareness turns into choice and opportunity to grow and to heal, and that without it, how we keep ourselves locked in the same patterns that we've held on to. And so once we've released, once we're integrated, then what happens? Because I know you have something called liveenlightened.com, which I'm in love with this title. And so is there, when the genie is released from the bottle, is that what happens? Is that we live enlightened?
Yeah. I mean, in the shortest answer, it's interesting because I have people come and that are working with me, and they're like, okay, well, how long does this process take? You know, do you think I can do this in a month? And it's like the journey, this process is lifetime learning. And I don't mean that to sound discouraging, but here's the thing is that there is, it's not about, okay, come in, get it fixed. There, I did the checklist and it's done. This is about returning to a way of consciousness, which is a way of life, which is a way of awareness. And that is something where there's always something that we can learn. The one of, you know, a simple analogy is that if you're driving in a car, you're obviously covering distance and you can get to new places. And wherever you drive, you have a blind spot. There's a space in which, you know, you really can't see there. Now that is, because you're moving forward, that blind spot always changes. It means that you have the opportunity. You're open to the fact that I know that there's things that I don't see, but I acknowledge the things that I know and that I do see, and I'm committed to moving forward. And whereas, you know, somebody that just chooses to be stagnant or stuck, they're going to sit there. They will never have the opportunity to see what's hiding out in those blind spots.
That's a great analogy. That's a wonderful analogy. It puts you right there. You're like, yes.
Yeah. Well, I use the car as an analogy, really simple analogy for the four bodies too, because if you can look at it this way, where the body of the car is your physical body, the navigator is your emotional body, the driver is your intellectual body, and the engine and the electrical system is your spirit.
Great. So exciting. It really is. Life is like a car. I always say life is like a chandelier because I always think there's one divine source and that each of us, we're each individual lights. And that some people, maybe the bulbs are burnt out, but we're all individual lights. You just have to twist it or whatever. But we're all connected to the same source. We're connected to the same source of Da Vinci and Galileo and Mozart, and we're all connected to that divine, you know, energy. And so, you know, I'm always thinking, life is like a chandelier, but I like yours. Life is like a car. It just keeps moving forward. Don't forget to put the fuel in. Keep going.
Yes. Take oh, my mirrors. Goodness. And I can go off in so many directions about the art of selflessness and, and, you know, these journeys that we take, and you're talking about all of us being connected to the same source and you asked me about, you know, these channels of expression, and that's what it's all about. This is where, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm so excited, and when I get really excited and I have things I want to say, because it all came up, and I'm so excited when people start to see this and get this, and it's just like, and it feels like that. It feels like all of a sudden you plugged in. And so let me go back to what you were asking about. Okay, when you get all this stuff cleared out, when you line things up. So when I talk about alignment, what I call spiritual anatomy and spiritual architecture, this is what I'm talking about. You can, each of the four bodies is like a funnel. And so when they're perfectly aligned, source, that connection, that life energy, that chi, that spirit, that whatever you want to call it, that is that big otherness, isness, essence that comes into you, that connects you to all, is all can flow through in the biggest channel possible. But if those, if any one of those funnels is partially blocked or it's out of alignment from the other ones, then, you know, you're going to come down to a much smaller trickle. And we can all probably relate to times where we have felt very full of life and energy and expansion, and times where we have felt like we were barely going to hang on, like how am I possibly going to wake up in the morning? And that's the result of when your funnels have aligned or when they have been blocked or out of alignment.
This is great. For those of you that are listening that cannot write fast enough, all you have to do is send a text message to 55678, really easy. Pick up your phone, put down the pen, pick up your phone, send a text message to 55678, and the message is simply Nicole. And you can get a copy of today's show downloaded right into your phone, your computer, and you can listen to this over and over and over, like all the people that are downloading Melissa and all my shows, and I just love that they're doing that. So put down your pen and listen. It's easy. You can get a copy of this. I know the first time you were on, I was writing so fast, and then I was like, oh, yes, I have to ask her a question now. Interviewing her. But I was just, the information is just so impeccable that you always share, and it's so much fun. So
well,
the second part of my and the second part of my question then was liveenlightened.com. So how does one live enlightened? And what is Live Enlightened?
So Live Enlightened is all about this spiritual architecture. It is all about creating awareness and education and support in aligning those bodies, removing any obstacles that may exist in all the bodies, teaching people how to connect what, you know, what each of the bodies, this is the way I talk about it, but how, what each of those bodies sounds like and feels like, and so that you can recognize when it's giving you messages that let you know which side is it on. Is it, you know, if you think about this pendulum, is it over on the, you know, things flowing, or there's something blocking, or, you know, how to use those as a way to navigate your life journey as you're moving through, because all those bodies are here to support you and saying, if this is your purpose, if this is your desire, then yes, moving this way means to do these things. If you're not, we're going to tell you that you're off path for that.
Just fabulous. So how does somebody find you and work with you and reach you and call you and stand on your doorstep and sing the Ghostbusters song or something? Because I'm like, you're going to call.
Yeah, so that's really easy. If you go to liveenlightened.com, there is some information there. And again, part of it, this is all so organic. And so what I'm giving you are some of those foundations, some of those key things, and that's what you'll find on the website as well, some of this very broad information. But what I love is whether I'm working with people individually or whether I'm working with groups doing workshops or seminars, when I have the chance to be in person with you like that, or I do this work virtually with you, it means that we can take this now in a very custom path, and we can get into those depths that speak specifically to your own arrangement and needs and desires. So when you go to liveenlightened.com, you will see that information that, as Nicole said, is if you are, you know, if this is really piquing your interest and you can't quite write it down fast enough, or you just have questions, you can go to the contact tab there You can submit your information on the contact form, or feel free to email me directly. Honestly, you can email me at melissa@melissa-terry.com. And so my name is spelled M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and then that's hyphen Terry, which is T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y.com. And email me. I'm happy. I do free consultations because I like to see where you're at and offer you some insight onto what steps you can take. And that may be working with me and it may not be. I like to honor that resonance, just because there's some place that you have questions in your life. You may be ready for this work and you may not be, but we find out by having that conversation, and that's what I love. So on an individual basis, that's how to get a hold of me. I also do these workshops for personal groups, like if you have a community group or a support group or women's groups, but I also do these work for businesses. And you can see the application of these principles to a business environment more on the website and by going to my business program, which is beyourownbusinessowner.com. And again, I love to custom create and make sure that we're fitting the needs for your business, for your corporation. And so we just have that conversation and see where we can take this.
All of this information is amazing, and I do want to, you know, talk about the business, because I know that you've had over 14 years of experience in corporate business, where you have helped businesses grow and generate greater success. You have created alignment and strategies and strategic development and process architecture, which is the most exciting to me, and team engagement, and you've made people play nice and people play at a higher level and set the bar really, really high, and then you have everybody jump. And that you have just had this incredible ability to have not only the success, but really to bring balance into a business from the logical and the analytical and the creative and the intuitive side. And I know that your degree in art, history, and humanities, and so you see things that other people don't see. You see pictures. So you can see an entire company picture instead of just an individual glitch. And so tell me about that, because I love the idea of beyourownbusinessowner.com and be your own business owner at all. But how does that work in a company, and how does a company find you, and how do they know that they're in trouble?
Those are good questions. So how do you know you're in trouble? If you feel like you are putting more energy, more time, more money in, and not getting the kind of results out that you would expect or want. It means something that is out of alignment. There's some gears that aren't connecting. If you are having, you know, angst in and amongst your team, if you aren't sure what steps next, if you aren't sure how to grow from A to B, if you keep hitting a particular ceiling of, you know, growth, whether that's in your revenue or in, you know, your expansion of people. There's so many ways, and I think it's easy for a business owner to be able to identify. They may not, of course, be able to put their finger on why, but they know, okay, this isn't working, but I'm not sure what to do here. So that's
okay, so when is the right time to contact you? Is it the right time for someone who would like to be an entrepreneur, and they have an idea for a business, and they say, I'm going to start, and I don't want to lose money, and I don't want to fall in holes, and I don't want to get caught in traps? Or does somebody find you because their business is up and running, and they just are there in sludge, or they're in quicksand, or they can't get out of where they're in, or they can't move forward?
Yes, and thank you for clarifying that. Both, really. So if you are looking at becoming an entrepreneur or becoming a business owner, you're taking the leap from, you know, having a 9-to-5 or working for somebody else, this is a great opportunity to get in and do the Be Your Own Business Owner program, because it helps you start from a really clean slate. One of the reasons why the program, which I affectionately call BOBO, was born... was because I
just went to the circus. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It brings up so many different things for so many people. But it's fun. We like Biobo. No, to me it kind of sounds like some kind of Japanese anime. But whatever it evokes for you, hopefully it's fun. And the whole impetus of the program born out of this desire to assist business owners, entrepreneurs, running their business on a really solid foundation. Because what happened in the, 15 plus years that I worked in corporate America is that I would be getting in and essentially, cleaning up people's messes. This wasn't done appropriately, or this hadn't been documented, or this department hadn't been communicating with this department, and, so we're experiencing unnecessary financial loss, or what I call time leaks. We're having unnecessary duplication. The other thing is that for a lot of, especially, I love working with entrepreneurs, small business owners, these tools work, up into mid and large size businesses. I love the small businesses. They continue to be really connected and driven, not that a large can't be, but by their personal vision, their passion. And in that arena, there can be a lot of misconceptions or living about how, well, I'm not big enough yet to worry about that or to implement that, or don't know what questions to ask, so I just don't do anything. I have to have, a large amount of capital, or I have to have more people on my team to do that. And these are tools that work whether you are a solopreneur, you're a small business, you're a medium or a large size business, but the principles all come back to the same thing. So one of the really unique things about the Yobo is that it's not just about teaching you sound business principles and giving you the best tools to set the business, the foundation of your business on, but I take information and from my personal transformation, what we've been talking about here in Live Enlightened, and I put those into the program. And this is where, is this a solution for everybody? No. Because I'm talking about this and you're going, why in the world would you talk about mindset or, your personal vision or the four bodies, and how is that ever going to affect my business? This isn't a connection for you. But we are past the point of being able to assume that it's business, it's not personal. This disconnect that I don't matter in my own business, or I don't matter in the job that I show up for. You are who you are, in this whole idea of whole well-being, holistic living means that, not getting the results in your business, if you're not getting the results in your personal life or your family life or your own experience with yourself, it means that you're leaving pieces of yourself behind. This is why I'm so passionate about whole well-being, about remembering, that whole act of bringing back to wholeness. And when, you get this power combination in Biobo of coming in, getting business mindset and training, getting the personal vision and training, and getting the actual tools for the operations of your business to run on. Because that is where the biggest gaps over and over, I was working with a large company or an entrepreneur, biggest gaps are in the systems. And if I can, let me paint this picture for you to help you identify what that means really quick. So in your business, there are three parts that exist in every business. There is your vision and your strategy. There is your product or your service. And there's the whole people aspect, whether that is your own team members, whether that's your clients, your prospects, all of that. There's just that people part. Then there is the operations of the business. And the operation part is how everything works, and it's what makes everything go and connect. So we can also look at it this way. The why or the vision, I'm sorry, I gave it away. The vision or the strategy is your why. The product or service is your what. And the people aspect of your business, in or out of your business, is the who. The operations that support it all is the how. And working with business entrepreneurs, so often they are visionary people. This is why they can establish that strategy and vision and what the company is going to do to move forward. They're not always implementer person or personality, which is the how. How do we do that? You know, we talk about it in business, you know, drilling down from the 50,000-foot view to the day-to-day minutia, and to be able to connect all those dots. Those four areas as well relate to what we were talking about in the four bodies, that vision being equivalent, you know, on a personal level to the spiritual body, the product or service being equivalent to the intellectual body, the people aspect being connected to the emotional body, how we connect, how we communicate, and the how. How are we doing this? What does it logistically look like in this physical plane of building a business and having, you know, day-to-day activities and, that get us from A to B? What does that look like?
I love this information. When you were speaking, I was thinking about Danny DeVito and Taxi. Do you ever see Taxi? And I was thinking, not a people person at all, but he was able to orchestrate all of the cabs, get them out, how they were going to, the timing, the schedule. And so this is so interesting. And also as I was writing vision, strategy, product, service, you know, the operations, the vision and strategy, the why, the product and services, the what, the people, as the who, I realized other people were still writing too. So 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, Nicole, get a copy of the whole show.
Yeah, and if you go to beyourownbusinessowner.com, there's a tab called presentations. And there's one that is Biovo, Architect for Success, where I did an online presentation because I get a lot of questions about this. And I've got visuals on there that take you through that whole concept and gives you the opportunity to be, to really kind of ground that information and see if it's applicable to where you're at.
Just wonderful, Melissa. I love that you're doing this work. I really do. And you think about that, the why, the what, the who, how to move business forward, how to move life forward. And it's just all of this, live enlightened, be your own business owner, all the work that you're doing in, you know, the realm of consciousness and healing people. And I know that we entitled today's show Free Yourself from Joy. So I wanted to ask, you know, you talked at the top of the show about the atrocities as a child. And if you have been raped or you have been abused emotionally, physically, spiritually, or even as a business owner, if somebody stole money from you or you went bankrupt or your business owner wrote bad checks or whatever that is, you had employees take advantage of you, if you have been hurt on whatever level you have been hurt, can you get to the other side and really free yourself to have the kind of life you know that you deserve and have wished for and wanted?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm the poster child for that. And yes, and here's the thing is that when those things happen, and whether it's right, you know, we're in a space where that's happened, or it feels like it because we continue to carry that pain with us, you know, through our lives, it's difficult to see or to feel like anything else is possible, or how do I get to the other side of that? And a lot of it is so much about perspective. And what I'm seeing right now as I'm sharing this with you is, you know, if you were to, you know, you're sitting right on the foot of this mountain, this huge, you know, insurmountable boulder that has landed in the middle of your path, and this was the way you're going. Now, there's no way over this or around it or through it. And you just kind of sit in the shadow of this boulder and you have no idea. You just knew that from your perspective that this boulder just blocked your path. Now, there's two things here that are, you know, that come up so prevalently is that one, when you back away from that boulder, you'll find that it is not as big as you thought it was. And the other thing is that often I find when things like this occur, when it feels like something blocks your path, one, it is, it's a matter of perspective and looking at it, and two, it could be a doorway to the universe saying, you know, this path was to get you to this point. To where you actually go, you now need to turn left or you need to turn right. And if we fiercely hold to this perspective that we've been blocked, we will continue to be blocked. If we fiercely hold to the idea that this was the only path that was going to take us to where we want to be, we will continue to be stuck. And this is part of that, you know, being open and learning to listen and being able to be in alignment and operate from a consciousness of your four bodies that you can hear those things. And all of this too, and I didn't say it this way before, but it is about opening up your own intuition. And I love, I'm a huge geek in a lot of ways, but I love etymology, you know, the roots or the origins of words. And I love the idea of intuition, where it's about looking inside, going back interior for answers. And you know, your great analogy of the chandelier, and that we're all connected to the same source, the same light. And when we create blocks, we block flow of intelligence or emotion or intuition, you know, from our higher self, from our divine self. And we allow that to be open. We hear so much more clearly. And gets into, you know, as you brought up before, the channels of expression. And we can go off in that direction if you want to.
Sure, you can talk about channels of expression. I wanted to ask you something really quickly as you're talking about. I just wanted to back up on the field for a minute if we're playing the game. So as we talk about sharing and you're talking about intuition and intimacy and all of that, I know that a lot of our listeners are, and a lot of our entrepreneurs that are out there as well, are very often starting businesses with their husband or with their wives or with their best friends. They've been friends for 30 years and decide we're going to open a law practice together or we're going to open whatever that is, you know, a sporting goods store, it doesn't matter. Is there a way to heal enough your own stuff that you can work in collaboration with somebody and have the same vision and still be able to have that freedom and move forward as a team, not just as an individual?
Absolutely. And it, again, comes back to you are accountable and responsible for you. So your level of openness and your ability to move forward is dependent on you. Now, your business partner, it's dependent on them. You cannot do that for them, change that, influence that, or whatever. But when two people come together that are willing and open, and it's because this progression, this journey is ongoing. It doesn't mean that, oh, yeah, I got it, figured everything out, and it will never be blocked again. We have a brilliant way of being able to create new beliefs and new obstacles and new walls, even after you do this process. The great thing is that once you know this and you're living it, you quickly identify it and remove it or avoid, you know, when you would have previously started creating blocks. So it is a tremendously powerful and impactful way to do business, and the people that can do this do create this magnetic influence with the people that they serve. It's not just a cakewalk. You know, walking this path on your own is one thing, and whether you're bringing this into a business partnership or your marriage, you know, part of that openness is realizing and honoring that that person's path, even though you're walking together, does not mean that every single step is going to be in cadence with one another. And it means that, you know, if you imagine hiking up a mountain and you come to a little fork where there's a little part of it that goes down over here, but they both, and you go up over here, but those paths, you know, it's just a small diversion, but they're on the same path, you end up rejoining up here, that working together in a marriage or in a business partnership is going to look like that. And being flexible and fluid and open enough with each other that you learn that kind of personal awareness, you learn that kind of language and communication, how you continue to move together and support each other.
See, that's genius. And I think that's such important information for people that are listening, because I believe from our listeners and from many of the shows that we've had in the past that there is that fear. That I would love, it's my dream, it's my vision to go off with my wife to a desert island and open a fishing village, you know, whatever that is, little boats, and be happy forever. And then there's that but I have all these fears and I have all these considerations, and now I'm projecting them on someone else and also on our future, not just my own.
Yes.
And so, yes, so this information is just amazing. And then since we have just a couple minutes left, go ahead and spiral and talk to me about the emotion. I love that. It was like all of a sudden I saw like these little fairies dancing in my head going, yes, let's do that.
about emotion or about the channels of expression?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
the channels of expression, yes.
I come back to this, is that we all crave to be heard, to be seen, to, you know, have some kind of presence that is acknowledged and known. And that does not mean that we all, you know, desire to be on some stage someplace. It does not mean that we all are extroverts. It doesn't connect with anything like this. But what it is it comes down to this desire to express. And this is one of the reasons why I've always been so fascinated and enamored with art and the humanities and philosophy and being able to get into multiple cultures around the world and back through history, because it's like it opens up this door into someone else's life, someone else's perspective. And if I can get that from you, it means that I can add to my own, and all of a sudden my perspective is so much broader. And when we allow ourselves to when there is something incredibly powerful about taking all this stuff that is running around inside of you and putting it into some kind of form outside of you, whether that, you know, and again, often when I talk about expressions, people think about the arts, and then they have these judgments about whether yes, I am, or no, I'm not an artist or a poet or a singer or, you know, whatever this is. But again, it's not about just the way we think about art. You know, a business is a way in which you express, you know, cooking and crafts and, you know, these hobbies that you have. It's some way of, you know, putting yourself into something. And when we do that and we can stand back and look at, you know, these pieces of ourselves that were inside and now we put them outside of us, we experience ourselves different and we can get new perspectives on ourselves and see things that we didn't before. And also when we offer the opportunity for other people to experience that, they can experience things that they didn't see before. They see you in ways that they didn't before. And what I love is that whether we're coming from similar paths in this life and, you know, people who have had similar experiences and yet they have very different takeaways and different expressions and they can learn from each other, or people that come from completely different life paths, but they come together and there's this same core or theme in their expressions. And to me, this is just brilliant about removing borders, removing boundaries, and being able to reach out and connect with someone else, and being able to reach in and connect with myself in ways that I never knew were possible. And so this, when we do this, this is why I introduce, and I have some beautiful plans for these amazing.
I'm glad that they're beautiful, just like you.
Oh yeah, man! You get I get so excited. This is like the seed of my passion. What will be coming in the future, and is these amazing retreats where we travel around the world and we have the opportunity to experience and get ourselves into different channels of expression. Because whether this is something, you know, experiencing multiple channels allows you to open up the possibility and really infuse life back into that creative self, which really speak to the emotional body and the intellectual body and the spiritual body and the physical body all in one. And this is part of its power, is that it creates a space where every aspect of yourself comes in to this present moment. And doing that, this isn't, you know, about you becoming an amazing artist and maybe you never do it again, but in that moment what it does is it infuses life back into these channels that connect you with your intuition and to your divine knowing and to that presence of who you are. And the more that you experience this, the more you create and live in a space of alignment, even if it's like, okay, I cleared an alignment, I moved down my life path, oop, created an obstacle there, I'm going to clear it out. You know, there's always these course corrections. But the more you do the work, it means you can stay in that space of purity, clarity, alignment longer until it just becomes a way of living. And when you live in that space, you are open to your highest truth all the time. And so this is just one of those gates for reinfusing life and connecting with you with how it doesn't have to be just in one area that you know this is the place that I'm good and I'm not going to go anywhere else, but you start opening up these beautiful channels all around you in your life until you are just surrounded by this space of light. And this goes back to what you said before, is if you've experienced trauma in whatever way that you've experienced it in your life, you've experienced hurt, is it possible to get past that? Is it possible to experience life in a different way? Yes. And it can be that delicious and that amazing and that sensational and so much more than even you can currently conceive. Because what I can tell you is that from personal experience, my life has looked nothing like I could have ever expected it to, but it is so much better than I could have imagined it to be.
Melissa, thank you for this amazing information. I mean, you are such a gift. You really are. Every time I see your name and I know that you're coming on one of my shows, I'm so excited. I get excited weeks before because I just know, one, how much I'm going to learn and how much I'm going to open in the process. But it has been my deepest heart desire in creating these shows to give people around the world the tools and the techniques and the secrets and the keys to really live an unlimited life and to live that happily ever after. And your information and your work really does that on both counts. And so I'm so privileged to have you come on and share your wisdom and your knowledge and your heart with our audience. And, you know, it's fabulous work, really.
Thank you. And it's always such a gift. I'm so excited whenever you and I get to do work together. And I'm excited for there to be more and more opportunities because I love what unfolds and what happens when you and I talk together and we work together and we get to share that with other people. So thank you. It is such an honor to come back and be with you.
Absolutely. And so once more, tell us your website so people can find you and reach you. And I know that everybody that's listening to this call is just going to dive in because you work on every level, individual, corporate, relationship, and we all have those borders or those lines that we're afraid to cross, and we all have those walls or those hurdles or those gates, or like you talk about the big boulders that stand in our way. And, you know, I suggest that people reach you before they come to the wall, but if they're at the wall and they're circling and they're doing a little, you know, Rumpelstiltskin dance and trying to figure out what the magic secret password is to make it move, they should simply contact you.
Yes, and you can contact me by going to liveenlightened.com. You can also go to beyourownbusinessowner.com. And feel free to, on either of those sites, there will be a contact tab. You can fill out the contact form there. It also has my email on those sites. It has our social media sites so that you can connect and follow the information that we're sharing with you there. And you can contact me directly. My email, again, is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-A, at Melissa-Terry, which is T as in Tom, E-R-R-Y.com.
Well, Melissa, thank you for being with us. It's always a joy and a privilege, and I so look forward to seeing you soon. And for all of those that are out here, I know how much your work is appreciated all the world. Thank you for being with us, and I look forward to having you back again soon.
Sounds good. I'll come whenever you ask me.
Thank you. Wow. What an amazing, amazing, amazing guest. So Melissa Terry, just unbelievable work, and truly from the very first time that I met Melissa, you know when somebody knows what they're doing. And then I have met people internationally throughout the world, and I mention her name, and people tell me on all different levels of business, from like the biggest Fortune 500 companies, the largest tycoons in the world, to some of the most creative artists, talent on our planet, that people constantly and consistently tell me that they are working with Melissa or have worked with Melissa and how she has changed their life. So I know how effective she is. I know how gifted she is. And it's just always so wondrous to bring her on the show. So this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, wishing you an unlimited life, and that may all your wishes and dreams and visions come true, and that you really able to lead that life that you know that you are meant to live, that is there unfolding in front of you. And so join us weekly to learn the keys, the secrets, the tools, and the techniques to launch your dreams to reality. And don't forget, if you would like a copy of today's show, simply send a text to 55678, and the message is Nicole. And now we have a new show on the DKRN Network, which is Mondays, 6 p.m., Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, called Passionate Living. And feel free to find us there, because, again, we are bringing you the very top guests from around the world, the experts in their fields that really wish and want and desire for you to live the life of your dreams. Wishing you a wonderful week and an unlimited life.